Blog Talk Radio.
We are the miracle working God. We the Alpha and Omega. We are the miracle working God. Are a miracle working God. We have a miracle working God. He's the Alpha and Omega. We have a miracle working God. You have a miracle working God. We have a miracle working God. He's the Alpha and Omega. We have a miracle working God. I have a miracle working God. We have a miracle working God. He's the Alpha and Omega. We have a miracle working God. You have a miracle working God. I have a miracle working God. He's the Alpha and Omega. You have a miracle God. Miracle working God. You have a miracle working God. He's the Alpha. Omega, we have a miracle working God. I have a miracle working God. You have a miracle working God. He's the Alpha and Omega. We have a miracle God. I have a miracle working God. Have a miracle working God. He is the Alpha and Omega. We have a miracle working God. Have a miracle working God. We have a miracle working God. He is the Alpha and Omega. We have a miracle working God. I have a miracle working God. You have a miracle working God. He is the Alpha and Omega. You have a miracle working God. He's a miracle working God. We have a miracle working God. He is the Alpha. And Omega, we have a miracle working God. You have a miracle working God. We have a miracle working God. In the Alpha. And Omega, we have a miracle working God. I have a miracle working God. You have a miracle working God. He's the Alpha and Omega. We have a miracle working God.
Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, O God. We give you glory, honor, and adoration. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us thus far. Thank you for all the great things you have been doing in our lives. We give you glory, honor, and adoration. The blood of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. God arise in our lives, and our enemies be scattered forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, arise in our lives, our ministries, our homes, our family, our marriages, our businesses, in our finances. God arise, and our enemies be scattered forever. in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise on our enemies this time. Let God arise on our enemies this time. Oh God, arise on our enemies this time. Let God arise. Holy Spirit, have your way. Be broadcast today. We give you glory, honor, and adoration, Lord. We ask you to have your way, O God. Visit us mightily in this broadcast today. God, do a new thing in the lives of everyone that is tuning all over the world. God, do a new thing in the lives of everyone right now. God, bless everyone that is joining us in this broadcast. Do a new thing in their lives, O God. Let your name be glorified. Let the devil be put to shame. In the name of Jesus Christ, Toraba Sandoria, Iblondo Yoko, Second Terebo, Iblanda, Iblanda, Iblondoia, Arakabasa, Eriki, Yebla Ambo Santoria. Holy Spirit, we welcome you, Jesus, take preeminence right now. Yes, let it be you, O God. Visit us in a new way. God, touch every heart today. God, speak your word to everyone that is keen into this broadcast. Holy Spirit, move mightily. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, glory, honor, and adoration. In the name of Jesus Christ. Parakabaya. Iblokodo yoko soto robusta. Abla sandaya. Ablikinde. Holy Ghost. Parakabaya. Yes, Lord, God is touching people tonight by the power of the Holy Spirit. Every yoke is being destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. The bound and very loose oppression is going away by the power of the Holy Ghost. There's no enchantment against Jacob. There's no divination against Israel. We are the Israel of today. We are the Jacob of today. There is no enchantment against us. There is no divination against us. Every spell and enchantment and divinations and concoctions of the enemy, be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus speaketh better things to our lives. The blood of Jesus avails for us. The blood of Jesus speaketh healing and deliverance. The blood of Jesus speaketh life and life more abundantly. The blood of Jesus brings us healing, deliverance, and blessings, and prosperity, and victory. The blood of Jesus speaketh better things into your lives right now, to your home, to your family. The blood of Jesus speaketh better things into your finances. The blood of Jesus speaketh salvation, healing, and deliverance. Harakabasha. Everything, be no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that arises against us in judgment is already condemned by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Harakaba. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen and amen and amen. Yes, y'all, welcome to the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is Archbishop TV John Buchro coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Hallelujah. We give God glory, praise, honor, and adoration. We thank him. We are going into the second quarter of the year. And this month of April, a lot has been said about the month of April. But I don't think we should live by people's word. Let's live by the word of God. You know, we just go by the word of God. What does the word of God say? The word of God say we are blessed. The word of God says we are healed. The word of God says we are prospering. The word of God says that all is well with us. The word of God says we have peace. We have joy like a river. The word of God says we are more than conquerors. The word of God says we are ambassadors of Christ. So we need to live by the word of God. I don't live by what people say. I live by God's word. You know, the word of God is my strength, is my power. The word of God is my future. You know, we go by the word of God. We don't go by what people say. People speak assumptions. They hear somebody say this, and then everybody wants to say this. It's not like that. We gotta go by the word of God. The word of God. I'm standing on the word of God. Thy word of God is power. I'm standing on the word of God. Thy word of God is power. We are standing on the word of God. Thy word of God is anointing. We are standing on the word of God. The word of God is victory. Amen, 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 hallelujah. Yes, God laid in my heart to share with us on financial freedom. Financial freedom is what a lot of people need right now. Financial freedom is the authority for you to live free of debt. You know, free from debts, from financial debt payments. You know, we need to come out of that. A lot of people are into all those things, but God is going to grant deliverance right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. There's going to be a release of the healing anointing, the miracle and deliverance anointing to set the captives free from all financial bondages. You know, there is a spirit of poverty. The devil is trying to make people accept that spirit. That is not the spirit of God. God intends that we, his people, should live in abundance and plenty. God is not a poor God. Neither should we be poor. We are ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ. We represent Jesus here on earth. Jesus was not a poor man. Jesus had 12 disciples. He was feeding them and taking care of them. And Jesus fed 4,000 people, fed another 5,000 people. And he never lacked anything. That is the good life. You know, abundance and plenty. That's what God has for us. God's will for us is not poverty and wretchedness. God's will for us is not, you know, living in lack and want and in need and being in financial bondage. No, that's not the will of God. God, we beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. That's the word of God. I'm not speaking my word. Please, don't misunderstand me. Look, it's high time we take the whole Bible, the whole content of God. Some people will pick one part of the Bible and run with it. And other people will pick one aspect of the Bible and run with it. No, we should preach the full gospel, the whole gospel of Jesus Christ, the full package. You know, you don't take one half and run with it. No, you need to take the whole package. You know, we preach Christ and him crucified. And many Christians are made to believe that holiness is poverty. That's not true. Because if you look at Job chapter 1, it says Job was a righteous man, was a perfect man who hates evil, but yet he prospered to the point where he had everything in abundance. You know, he never lacked, you know, every need will supply. That's who we should be. You know, in Job chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, Job was a perfect man. He was a clean man. He was a holy person. But yet, he lived in abundance and plenty. He never lied. In fact, he was the richest man on earth, even in his days, days of Job. You know, read through the scripture. You know, so we don't have to accept what people are saying. Let's follow the word of God. Let's take the Bible for real. Let's take the whole concept of God's word and live it and let it be in us. Yes, we're talking about financial freedom. The scriptural text here is 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 to 7. 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 to 7. The story of a prophet's wife, one of the sons of the prophet, the husband died and left the family in jeopardy. The man of God died and then left the family, wife and children, in abject poverty to the point where the creditors were coming to come and see the children as ransom and trying to, you know, just destroy the family because of poverty. See, poverty is not a blessing. No, please. He said Christ was rich, but he came into this world and became poor so that he might become rich. Because on the cross, he died with just a wrapper around his waist, and that was all. You know, Christ accepted poverty that we will become rich. That's 2 Corinthians 11. So the poverty is taken away by Jesus Christ. It's not for us. A lot of people can't believe this. Jesus even preached giving and receiving. You know, Luke 6:38, Jesus said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give to your bosom. So even Jesus was preaching the blessings of God, was preaching prosperity, was preaching healing, was preaching deliverance. Jesus was preaching holiness. Jesus was preaching righteousness. So it's a whole gospel, full gospel message that Jesus preached in the Bible. Jesus didn't take one verse and run with it. He didn't take one part of the Bible and then run with it. No. Jesus preached a whole gospel. It's a full gospel of salvation, healing, deliverance, holiness, righteousness, heaven. He talked about hell. He talked about blessing. He talked about, so he spoke about everything, you know. So we need to take the truth. We shall know the truth, and the truth sets us free. It is the truth of the world that you know that liberates you. This is very important. Yes, because some people take one part of the Bible and write. Now, look at this scripture. The prophet's wife was now in trouble because the husband probably lived in poverty, had nothing to his name, nothing was kept for the family, and he died. So he died poor. And because he died poor, the family was now in poverty. And not only were they in poverty, they were now indebted. They are now in debt to the point where the creditors, the people they are owning, were now coming to arrest the boys in the house, take them as ransom for the debt they are owing. Poverty is the spirit, and we need to attack it. Oh, yes. It's a very wicked spirit. Poverty is a bad devil, and we need to crush his head. Oh, yes. We need to hit the devil, you know, and crush him to pieces. We shouldn't allow him to be around us at all. Poverty is not a blessing. No. In fact, poverty is labeled along with the curses. In Deuteronomy 28, from verse 15 to the end, it talks about the curses. In fact, poverty is in the curses. It's under the list of curses in Deuteronomy 28, from verse 15 to the end. So poverty is a curse. It's not a blessing at all. We're not going to receive that spirit. That is not the spirit of God. God is not poor. No, I'm not going to say that. God is a rich God. He got the whole world. In his hands, he got the whole wide world. In his hands, he got the whole world. In his hands, he got the whole world. In his hands. Yeah? It is the Lord and his fullness. thereof. Psalm 24, verse 1. Psalm 24, verse 1, the earth is the Lord, and his fullness thereof, the silver and the gold, the oil, wealth, and the riches, and all these things belong to the God that I'm serving. The more reason why I should have access to what my Father has. Oh, yes, my Heavenly Father. Oh, he got everything with him. And so I am hooked up with him. Because I'm hooked up with him, I have access to his throne room. I have access to everything my Father has. Ah, Rakabasa. Imblondo, emblinde, emblinde, ya. Eke santarabasa. They were coming to pick the boys in the house, the children in the house, to take them as ransom for the poverty, for the indebtedness, for the terrible situation. 2 Kings chapter 4, from verses 1 to 7. Whereas God has promised us abundance and plenty, favor, grace, mercy. Oh, yes. God has my cup runneth over. Look at Psalm 23. He anointed my head with oil. The more reason why my cup must run over. Hey, I like that. My cup runneth over. May your cup run over. Ah, may you have more than enough to even give to poor people and give alms to the poor and give, and you know, we are not paupers. We are not beggars. We are not, downtrodden people. We are not a pitiable sign. We are ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ. We represent him right here on earth. And so we should have and live in plenty. Ah, rekebuta, iblondo, iblondo, iblondo. And then the prophet Elijah arrived on the scene. And when he arrived, let me tell you this. Be very careful what you do with servants of God. Because they might be the answer, the solution to your need. We carry anointing. We carry grace. We carry mercy. We carry favor. We carry solutions to people's problems. Prophet Elisha arrived that house. And when he arrived, he asked the woman, "Woman, what's going on here? How can I help you? Is there any problem?" The woman said, "I am in trouble." You know, my husband was a prophet, a man of God, and he has died and left the earth. Look at it, 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 to 7. And he left so much debt for us to pay. We don't even have the money to pay all these debts now. And now the creditors we are owing, they are now coming to seize everything. And that is the problem here right now. And hallelujah. God, we thank you. Look at Proverbs 13, verse 22. Proverbs 13, verse 22. It says, "A good man liveth wealth and riches for his children's children." If you are a good man, you are a good woman, you are a good person, then you should leave wealth for your children to inherit. Which means God wants you to have more than enough for your children and your children's children to inherit. But it is the opposite we are seeing now in the life of this prophet and his family. And many people are in this position. Yes, it is not a blessing at all. No, it is not. And so there was lack, there was want, there was need, there were problems, there were issues. And the prophet Elisha arrived with the solution. What was the solution? The solution is, what do you have on you right now? Let me tell you this. God will always use what you have on you to bring your miracle. I repeat, God will always use what you have on you to give you your own miracle. Oh, your faith, according to your faith, be it unto you. It is mentioned 5 times in the New Testament. As you believe, so shall it be. What you believe will work for you. As you trust, that is what it will be. What you say is what you will get. It's in the scripture. And so what do you have, woman? The woman said, we have nothing here except a bottle of oil. Ah, oil means so many things, so. Oil. Gold, then oil. Those are the two things that are wealth in this world today. Gold and then oil. Two symbols. But in this perspective, this oil symbolizes the solution to this woman's problem. And what was the problem? There is poverty, there is lack, they are indebted, there is no way out. Now the creditors are coming to take the children as ransom. It's a terrible situation. And so the man of God asked, what do you have on you right now? The woman said, I have just a bottle of oil. There's something about the bottle of oil. The bottle of oil symbolizes the only thing you have on you. And at the Red Sea, Moses was telling God, God, look, we got to the Red Sea. The mountains are up here. The mountains are up here. The Red Sea is in front of us, and then Pharaoh is behind us. We are in trouble. God, please help us. God said, Moses, what are you praying for? Some prayers are not necessary. Moses, are you praying again? What do you have in your hand, Moses? Moses, you have a rod. The rod. You have a rod? David, it was stone. David had a stone. Then now Moses has a rod. That's all he got. He has nothing else, just a rod. And then for David, he got a stone. So God will use what you have on you to bring forth your miracle. There is something you have on you. There's something you have on you. Oh, yes. Even right now, as you are listening to this message, you have something on you that God is going to use to bring forth your miracle. And so the prophet said, this is the answer. Go and borrow vessels, buckets. Go and borrow containers and put them in this same house where you are. And I'll shut the door against yourself and your son and then begin to pour the oil. So they went and bring bottles and drums, drums and brought containers and put them in the house. And the prophet said, now start pouring the oil. Now this is all the oil. The oil is in a little bottle like this. The God, the multiplier. God is a multiplier. He multiplied. He multiplied the bread. You remember the bread? Two loaves of bread and then fishes? Two fishes and five loaves of bread. God is multiplying. He multiplies things. Something like this, he multiplies. You know, that little business, God can multiply. That little job, little this, little that, little this, God can multiply it, and then it becomes something else. So despise not little beginning. Don't throw away little things. Don't throw away little beginning. Now, this little bottle of oil is the weapon you got. This rod in your hand, Moses, that's your weapon. This stone, David, you don't need to pray no more. You got a stone on you. You got a stone. That's it. God has equipped us with, oh, no. He has equipped us with everything. He supply all our need according to his riches, his glory. He's Alpha and Omega. He knows the end from the beginning. Now, take that little bottle of oil and begin to pour it. They started pouring oil. Started filling all the vessels. Until all the vessels, all the containers in the house were filled with oil. And the man of God said, is that all the vessels you got? He said, yes, this is all the vessels we got. You didn't bring more vessels? This is okay. So the man of God said, now, woman, go and sell the oil and pay your bills. Pay your debt. Debt cancellation. And so the woman went and then sold the oil, and then she made wealth and riches and blessings and prosperity and victory and success and favor and grace and had everything more than enough. I told you, God is a God abundant. Abundant life. Abundant life. Abundant life Jesus gave to me. Abundant life. Abundant life, abundant life, Jesus gave to you. Abundant life, abundant life, abundant life, Jesus gave to us. The woman sold those oils, sold those things, and then she paid all her debt and all her bills and everything. And it was a new life. May that happen to you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, God has anointed me as the prophet Elijah of today, the prophet Elijah of today, to bring solutions to the problems of this world, to bring solutions, to bring answers to the problems in people's lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, God has sent me to give you a word right now that what he got from you is what he's going to use for your next miracle and move you into your next level. You got something on you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Even God himself is a giver. God himself gives. God gave his only begotten son as a point of contact for his miracle to be released unto him. Yes, we need to be like God. We need to be like God. Then Jesus said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, shaken together, pressed down, running over, shall men give to your bosom. That is the principle of God, and it works. Oh, yes, it works. It has worked for me. When I lack, I sow, I give, and I plant. When I plant, I receive, I reap, I get a harvest back, millionfold return. In the name of Jesus Christ, and that is what God has sent me to tell everyone on this line today, that he will use that little thing you have on you. He is going to use it to bring forth your next miracle. Now, I'm going to give you the privilege to go to our website, www.24hoursprayers.mysite.com. 24hoursprayers.mysite.com. Go in there and see all the methods of sowing in that website. You can sow using the PayPal and send us your donation, your offering, your gifts, your tithe, your gifts and donation for the work of God. You send it to this ministry. That's your seed for your miracle to come forth. That is the little bottle of oil you have on you. That is the little gift you have. That's the little seed you have on you. You take it and you sow it in this ministry. Jesus Christ Global Mission, Our Miracles Radio and TV. And I tell you, God will never fail. Many have done it and they don't regret his testimony in their life all the days of their life. God rebukes the devourer for your sake, and he opens the windows of heaven and pours you blessings that you wouldn't have enough space to keep. So go to our website, www.24hoursprayers.mysite.com. Get in there and see all the various methods you can give through the PayPal system, zelle@gmail.com, or you can do Zelle. Our Zelle number is area code 240-828-9374. Zelle. You can do zealous. Area code 240-828-9374. Or you can do Cash App. Cash App is the dollar sign, and then S as receiving, and then small letters, Biokoro, B-I-O-K-U-R-O-O. That's the dollar sign. The dollar sign and S-B-I-O-K-O-R-O. The phone number for the Cash App is 202-460-7110. For the Cash App phone number is area code 202-460-7110. Or you can text to give. You can text to give. The number is just send the word give to the number 833-846-6808. Area code 833-846-6808. You send the word give to that number, 833-846-6808. When you send that, then you follow the prompt and send your donation. Nothing is too small, nothing is too big. And I tell you, God will do the same miracles he has done in the life of people before. When people saw in this ministry, they keep testifying of what God is doing in their life. So I want you to take advantage of this situation and then begin to sow right now. Yes, plant your seed, put that bottle of oil, and then you see God begin to move. What is the bottle of oil? That thing you have on you that the man of God can use as a point of contact for your miracles to be released. Even right now, begin to do it and let God bless you. Go to our website, www.24hoursprayer.myspace.com, and then open it. You go down, scroll down to all the various ways you can give into this ministry. And I want you to give bountifully, because that money is going to be used for the work of God. I tell you, it's going to be used for the work of God in this ministry, for our broadcasting, for ministry expansion, to support the poor and the needy all over the world, to help those who are in need and in want, and then to move the work of God forward in evangelism and prayer conferences, prayer meetings, and the prayer fellowships. And then you see God begin to move on your behalf. God rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he opens the windows of heaven and pours you blessings more than enough for you to have more than enough. That's what it is. You are not supposed to be in lack and want and need and in debt. No, that's not the spirit of God. Ah, Lakaza. Yeah, they came, that God gave us abundance. And abundance, we live in abundance and plenty, overflowing. Hey, Rakabota Laba. Ah, I'm getting ready to pray. Wherever you are in any part of the world, come into this covenant right now and receive all that God has for you. God is releasing a special anointing tonight, anointing that breaks the yoke of financial bondages, financial indebtedness. Anointing that gives you financial freedom from debt, from poverty, from hurting, from lack, from want and from need and from borrowing and begging. Wherever you are, begin to sow your seed right now. Get into the website, 24hoursprayers.myspace.com. Go in there right now. Begin to plant your seed, begin to throw your seed in the ministry, and let God fight for you and give you victories. Let God begin to break loose the power of the Holy Ghost, the anointing that destroy the yoke of poverty, the yoke of sickness, the yoke of hardship, the yoke of frustration and failure. Ha! Get ready to pray. The power of God is already moving. Hey, Ricky, 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 guide up your line, for you are not ready. And you come bondage, Alma be broken. It is time. It is time for a new anointing. Every yoke of poverty, alma be broken. It is time. It is time for a new anointing. Every yoke of bondage, alma be broken. It is time. It is time for a new anointing. Every yoke of sickness, alma be broken. Every yoke of failure, alma be broken. Every yoke of poverty, alma be broken. Every yoke of bondage, alma be broken. Every yoke of indebtedness, alma be broken. Every yoke of being in debt, alma be broken. It is now, it is time for a new anointing. Every yoke of bondage, alma be broken. It is time for a new anointing. Every yoke of poverty, alma be broken. Every yoke of profit, alma be broken. It is time for a new anointing. Every yoke of failure, alma be broken. Every yoke of bondage, alma be broken. Every yoke of poverty, alma be broken. Ha, rakabasaya, blandayam. God is showing me people who are financially indebted. For several years now, you'll be struggling with debt. Left and right, front and back. You are not moving forward. You are not moving backward. You are just stagnant. You are just like this woman. God is speaking to you right now to begin to take part in being sowing. Begin to plant in this ministry. Yes, go to the website www.24hoursprayers.mysite.com. Go in right there now and sow your seed and plant your seed and give something. Whatever God lay your heart, just put it in this ministry. Either you catch up or you Zelle or you PayPal or any of the methods that are there on the website. Just sow your seed right now, because God is going to do a new thing. You are going to have a new life. Yes, the old life is going to pass away. Old things are going to pass away. Behold, all things are going to become new in the name of Jesus. You are supposed to live in plenty. You are supposed to live in abundance. Abundant life Jesus gave to us. Jesus did not give us a life of struggling. A life of being indebted, and then they come and feed you, feed your family, feed your children, feed your house, feed your car, feed your everything, and then you are going backward instead of going forward. God forbid, the blood of Jesus destroy that yoke right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Every yoke of indebtedness, the yoke of oppression, the yoke of depression, the yoke of obsession, the yoke of financial bondage, the yoke of the devil, be broken right now in the name of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost. God said and loose. Father, come back. Emblekende, that old serpent, I curse you. I command you, die. Get out of the way in the name of Jesus. That sycamore tree, that obstacle, that hindrance, that obstruction, that enemy of progress, hindering forces, incapacitating power, enemies of righteousness, theories of the devil, concussions, enchantments and curses, the blood of Jesus wash you away. The name of Jesus pull down those fungals by the power of the Holy Ghost. We command those powers to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. God, arise in the lives of your people and let the spirit of financial indebtedness be destroyed right now from their lives, from their home, from their family, the spirit of poverty and frustration and struggle, the spirit of lack and want and need, they destroy because of the anointing of God. In the name of Jesus, you are loosed free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus of Nazareth is setting you free right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hey, Ricky, book, Calabashandoria, Iblanda, Yeke, Sentrebo, ah! From wherever you are in any part of the world, I want you to take part in these seed sowing, planting, so that you can reap a harvest in no distant time. Yes, go to the website, www.24hourprayers.mysite.com. 24hourprayers.mysite.com. Go in there and use all any of the methods there to sow your seed. Plant a seed in this ministry. Give something tangible. Something. He that giveth sparingly receives sparingly. Don't deceive yourself. Whatever seed a man sow, that shall he reap. If you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. If you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing. Yes, go an extra mile and be from the most substantial. Ah, this is coming from the throne room. Ah, I didn't plan this. I didn't plan this. I tell you, this is coming from the throne room. Ah, Rakabasaya. Kando ya imbrondo. I didn't want to say this. I never plan to say. But God is telling me to tell you that the greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing. Oh yes. And so go now into the website, www.24hourprayers.mysite.com. 24hourprayers.mysite.com. Go in there and free your seed. Go in there. There are various methods, various ways you can go in this ministry. They are all written there. Just use any of these methods and plant your seed and give substantially. Give. And God gives back to you good measure, shaken together, running over. That will be the point of contact. That will be your weapon. That will be your stone that you are going to use against the Goliath. That seed is the rod in your hand that will open the Red Sea. That seed is the bottle of oil that you are releasing to bring forth your miracle of abundance. Yes, don't miss this opportunity. You miss it, you can't get it anywhere. Right now, God is speaking to you wherever you are in any part of the world hearing this message. Right now, God is speaking to you right now. Go to the website, www.24hourprayers.mysite.com. Go in there and then look at all the various methods you can sow in this ministry and begin to sow right now. You can text the word give to the number, area code 833-846-6808, or you can use the Cash App. You can use the Cash App phone number 202-460-7110. Area code 202-460-7111. That's the Cash App system. Or you want to use the Zelle. You can use Zelle. Area code 240-828-9374. Zelle. Area code 240-828-9374. Or you use the PayPal. Vehicle@gmail.com. Use the PayPal or any method at all, whatever. Just go ahead. And so, yeah, begin to sow right now. It is time for the new anointing. It is time for the breakthrough. Oh, Rabbi Sanda. Yeah, God is showing me people whose lives will never be the same again after they have sowed their seed right now. You are going to move to your next level. You will testify your faith. You are going to call this number, and then you are going to testify of what God is going to be doing. Because God is showing me right now that when you sow this seed, you will be moving to another level of life. Your life is going to change. Your everything is going to turn. You are coming out of death. In the name of Jesus, you are coming out of financial bondage. In the name of Jesus, you are coming out of financial frustrations. In the name of Jesus, you are coming out of poverty. In the name of Jesus, you are coming out. God is bringing you out. He's the deliverer. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. Here is your Mount Zion. There is deliverance right now. The sons and daughters of Jacob, they are possessing their possessions. In the name of Jesus, receive all that God has for you by the power of the Holy Ghost. It's happening. I can feel it here. God is opening the windows of heaven. He's pouring his blessings on his people, and they are sowing in this ministry right now. You are receiving a double portion of God's blessings and favor and grace. You are receiving from the throne room. You are receiving abundance and plenty. You are receiving more than enough to pay your bills and debt. In the name of Jesus, there is financial freedom released upon everyone that is taking part in this sowing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Rakabaya. Eblondo. God is showing me people who have been going through frustration. They have been going through frustration in their lives, going through disappointments and disgrace and dishonor, trying to make it. They are not able to make it, struggling left and right. There's death here, there's failure here, there's frustration there. There is backwardness and disappointments and disgrace. But tonight, because of the anointing of God that is flowing through his broadcast, that yoke is being destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, God is showing me keys of breakthrough, keys of abundance, keys of grace, keys of open doors and opportunities are being released for everyone that is participating in this program right now. As many of us sowing, God is imparting the gifts of breakthroughs, open doors, opportunities are popping up in your life. You are breaking through. You are breaking forth. You are going forth to possess your possession. You are moving forward, not backward. You are moving upward, not downward. By reason of the anointing of God that is flowing in this broadcast, yes, you are refilling from the throne of grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, yes, begin to give now. Go to the website, www.24hoursprayers.mysite.com. 24hoursprayers.mysite.com. Go in there right now and begin to scroll down. You see various methods of giving. And just begin to participate right now. And God is going to bless you abundantly. He's going to rebuke the devourer for your faith. And then he's going to open the windows of heaven and pour you blessings that you wouldn't have enough space to take. Because all your givings are going 100% into the work of God for the ministry expansion, for meetings, for crusades, for seminars and conferences we're going to be having this year. I tell you, God has released his favor and his grace upon you. Receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Harakabasa. Yende reblo kondo omblanda yeke senteria. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory, honor, and adoration. Thank you, Lord, for blessing your people today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Amen and amen and amen. I tell you, God is a good God. Even unbelievers, people who don't go to church, they participate in all these things and they receive blessing, they receive testimony. No? How much more Christians and people of God, people who are Christians going to church, the Christians who have been serving God for years and so on. If unbelievers can give and receive and prosper and move forward, the Isaac sold in the land. And in the same year, he received a 100-fold return. This Isaac in the Bible. There was famine, there was hunger, there was nothing. And in the same moment, the Bible said that Isaac sowed in the land. He sowed, he planted seed seed, he planted seed. When he planted, there is seed time, there is harvest time. He sowed in the kingdom, in the things of God, he sowed in the work of God. And in the same year, God made him to prosper, that he had more than enough. And the Philistines envied him. Ha! I like that. May that be your story. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you be the Isaac of today, who is so into this ministry. And in this same year, 2022, may you reap a 100-fold return, overflowing blessings, prosperity and abundance. May you move forward until the Philistines will begin to envy you. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive that anointing right now. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. Yes, God bless you all. Thank you so much for your cooperation. The Lord reward you abundantly. And may he continue to prosper you and be in good health even as your souls prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please forward this message to everyone you know. Email it, text it, tweet it, share it, and let them receive all that God has for them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Abundant life. Abundant life. Abundant life Jesus gave to me. Abundant life. Abundant life. Abundant life Jesus gave to you. Abundant life. Abundant life. Abundant life Jesus gave to us.